Welcome to the DB Media Podcast. I'm Brian. That's Dylan. And we would like to first say we do apologize for no episode last week because we did have severe weather. Couldn't get here to record. But yeah, I think we got a really good episode this time. We got our best and worst movies of 2024 to kick off the new year of 2025. And we'll talk about some of our more anticipated movies in 2025 as well. Just, I know a lot of them are Marvel movies and DC movies mainly, but we do have some that we're anticipating.
Yep.
But as always, to start off, I do have some movie news. So I know this really isn't movie news, it's more like actor news. But did you see Spider-Man, Tom Holland and Zendaya got engaged?
Yeah, I seen that.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, that's all I want to say with that. I didn't know if you'd seen that or not. The next thing we got here is Sony is making two of their more popular video games into movies. First one being Helldivers. Never played the game, but I've seen gameplay on it. It looks like Doom, but on crack.
Yep.
But one that I really am excited about, not really excited about, but I am more frustrated about, is the Until Dawn trailer.
I never played the game.
I played the game a lot. Like, I played it a few times. Each time you play it, you get a different outcome. Like, no matter what, it's a more likely different outcome. So what they're, it's about Wendigos and curses and stuff. They basically just took the concept of the game and was like, you know what, we just really just need the title. We don't really need much else. And threw it out the window. So each time you play the game, like I said, you can get a different outcome. You can find totems to the game that will show you what choice will lead to what outcome. How they're doing the movie is, it's a time loop. And when they die, like, they'll see each of their decisions. But they have a certain amount of lives, and they can't just keep dying. And every time they basically respawn, they are in a different horror genre. One of those being Wendigos, like, from the game. And the biggest... And I'm all right with that. That's...
I was going to already say, it sounds like the game. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No. That's not what royally pisses me off. What pisses me off is the fact that the location was one of the biggest parts of the game, I felt like, anyway. The setting was so... just screamed that game. Like, it was so iconic to that game. And they took a snow ski lodge or snowy lodge or whatever on top of a mountain. It was like, we're just going to put you a house in the middle of nowhere. And you're going to be here. And
I never played the game, so what was the location like in the game?
It was like a big... it's like a lodge on top of a mountain during a snowstorm. So, like, when they go out, like, they'd have to, like, be in the elements, be in the weather with these Wendigos
tracking. I thought you were saying that was the movie.
No, that's the game. The movie is just a house in the middle of, like, a street. Like, looks so stupid. Like, I'm mad about it, but I'm still going to watch it to see how it turns out. I have absolutely zero hope for that movie. Next thing we got here is Kraven the Hunter is not doing so good. Yeah, well, it's done now, but it made $50 million. It's one of the only comic book movies to not cross over $100 million. As of me writing this, I don't know if it's crossed over now, but I was just checking a little while ago. Has not crossed over $100 million. That's terrible for a comic book movie, especially for a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And back on the Sony train, Sony also has announced Horizon Zero Dawn. You've probably heard that game about the mechanical dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a movie, too. It's another one they're releasing. I'm kind of interested in that.
I never played the games.
I played about half of it, the first one, and I kind of lost interest in it, but I'd watch a movie. Next, we also got Ghost of Tsushima. So what it's called?
Tsushima.
There's an anime coming out of, on it. There's also a movie in development, but for right now, they're giving you an anime to hold you over, and it'll be released on Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. They released first looks at the animation style. It does look pretty cool. I will definitely be watching that. I'm sure you will, too. We also have The Punisher, or a new Punisher show is in development at Marvel, and we'll talk about that in a minute when we get to the Daredevil trailer. We also have a first look at The Last of Us Season 2. Like, I know you didn't play the first or second games, or first or second game. You didn't watch the first season. We will have to watch that so we can review Season 2. But season, if it's anything like season one, like how accurate was the games, it's going to be wild. Well, season two had one of the most heartbreaking intros to any game, like to see a main character go off like they did. But we also have the creator of Scream 7 released a picture basically announcing that they have started filming Scream 7. How do you feel about the Scream franchise?
I've only watched the first one.
Brother, come on now.
I've told you this numerous times.
I forget what you tell me, what you don't. Josh Brolin is in talks to play someone at DC in the DCU. And he kind of blew up the internet the other day by posting a picture of Darkseid. So
that'll be great.
He plays Thanos and then he goes to Darkseid?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of cool with it.
Yeah. Thanos has went to the dark side.
Thanos went to the dark side. That's a good one. We also got a full-length trailer for Reacher Season 3. So stoked for that. We'll have to review those. We got a trailer for the new Jason Statham. I'm really excited about this. We got a trailer for a new Jason Statham movie, The Working Man. What do you think about that trailer? I know you've seen it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
He plays the same character in every movie.
He does.
But
It's literally the same movie every time. Just a different job that he's retired to.
Yeah, retired to, and someone has wronged him or someone in that job. Yeah. Listen, they may not be Oscar worthy. He's not going to win no awards for these movies. But you can guarantee as many movies as he's going to crank out, I'll be there watching.
Oh, yeah.
The Beekeeper was one of my favorite times in the theater last year. And then the Transporter movies, like I said, he's just the same in every movie. And then we have, I know you've seen it advertised. I think we've seen it in the movies when we went to the movies before. Have you seen the trailer for Better Man, where he is CGI'd as a monkey?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's supposed to be the biopic of Robbie Williams, who's some kind of pop star, singer, or whatever. They really messed up with that movie. No one knows who Robbie Williams is. Like, apparently he's huge in the UK. But they released it, worldwide. And its worldwide, amount that it's made is $10 million.
Mm.
Yeah. And Paramount bought the rights to it for $25 million. That's not counting everything they put into the movie. That's just purchasing the rights. And the CGI is the same CGI as they use in Planet of the Apes. That was an expensive movie.
Yeah. I don't think anybody did their research.
No, absolutely not. They's like, we're going to release this movie about somebody who doesn't have that big of a following. I've seen everyone making fun of this movie. I have not personally seen the movie. I couldn't tell you if it's good or bad. But I can tell you I don't care about this guy because I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But that, I just thought that was a funny statistic to share. Also, what really makes me happy is Neverland Nightmare, Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, has been getting very positive reviews. A lot of people I've seen reviewing it say it's a lot like Terrifier. Not with the shock value, but actual genuine good effects and a good killer. And everyone I've also watched has said it's getting better. It was Winnie the Pooh 2 is better than the first one. Then Neverland Nightmare is better than
Winnie the Pooh. It's the same people as Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
Blood and Honey.
Yep. But it's really getting better because they keep getting a bigger and bigger and bigger budget. I have not been able to find anywhere to watch it. I really tried to go watch it sometime this week or last week. But it was only playing 2 hours away from me and I wasn't making that drive. So, I'll wait till it comes to streaming, but I really want to watch this movie. Also, just today, before we started filming, there was a new trailer for Daredevil Born Again. What'd you think about that trailer?
I thought it was pretty cool, but it kind of worries me because I don't want to have to see him come out of retirement again, and that's what they was talking about.
I agree.
I don't want to see that. I just want to see him in the streets kicking ass.
I fully agree because if you remember in season one of the Netflix show, it took an entire season for him to get his suit.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Give us Daredevil. I'm okay. Pardon me. I'm okay with the first episode, them trying to pull him out of retirement. And by the end of that episode, he comes out of retirement. That's what I want. Don't give me four episodes, because this is supposed to be like a long series. Don't give me four episodes where he's like debating on coming out of retirement. Like, yeah. That's so stupid.
Yeah. Even in Dexter's, not the newest one. The one where he's living a secret life now.
Talking about Dexter the serial killer guy?
Yeah.
Not
Resurrection.
New Blood.
New Blood. Yeah, even in Dexter New Blood, he kills in the first episode.
First episode, yeah. It's at the end.
By the end, but still.
Yeah. That's what I want. Like, give me that. You know what I mean? I love Dexter so much. We're going to have to review the original Sin.
Now, yeah, it's really going to make me mad if he comes out of retirement and he's just that stupid masked vigilante again.
I know. I'm okay with his...
Because that's what they did in season 3, wasn't it? The Netflix series.
I never finished that one. I need to go back and finish that one. I lost hope after... there was something in that. I can't remember. There was something in season 3 that I was like, this is kind of dumb. I turned it off. But I'm going to go back and finish it before Born Again.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
Disney got the right... they put all the Netflix shows on there, didn't they?
Yeah. It's all on there now. I'm going to go back and watch it. I know he fights Bullseye.
I watched... See, when it was on Netflix, I really liked Iron Fist and Daredevil, so I watched The Defenders.
You didn't like Luke Cage?
I didn't really care for it.
I really enjoyed Luke Cage. I enjoyed Iron Fist a little bit. My least favorite was obviously Jessica Jones.
Yeah, that was my least favorite, too.
Yeah, that was just... I'm not saying it was bad, but it wasn't a show for me. No. How it got, what was it, 2 or 3 seasons? Something like that?
Yeah.
I'll never know.
A lot of people did not like Iron Fist.
I don't know why. It was actually genuinely, okay.
Yeah, it kind of made me mad that it ended on a cliffhanger.
I don't remember the cliffhanger. Again, it's been years since I've seen these shows. The only one that I've rewatched was season 2 of Daredevil.
So, season 2 of Iron Fist. All right, so...
It got 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Again, I couldn't tell you that. I couldn't have told you that.
It was either season 2 or season 3. At the last episode of the show on Netflix, he transferred his Iron Fist powers to his girlfriend. And everybody's like, oh no, Danny Rand's not the Iron Fist anymore, you know? And then... after the credits or whatever, it shows Danny Rand and that kid that guy he grew up with. They was in another country, and I guess both of them had Iron Fists or something like that.
I don't know.
Either Danny Rand had the Iron Fist again, or they both had Iron Fists. But I know Danny Rand got his Iron Fist back.
I'm going to go back and watch that, too. I'm going to go back and watch all of these. Again, I assume when they first came out, that was years and years ago. We did get to see my boy Punisher. Oh, Frank Castle. He looks just as good as the day we lost him.
I think they're going to make him come out of retirement. Why can't they have just been prolongingly kicking ass? Yeah, why do they have to come out of retirement?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to make him come out of retirement because... Do you remember the way Punisher season 2 ended?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
He fully embraced the mantle of the Punisher. Yeah. Like, through season 1, he was just like, I got to find my family's killer. You know what I mean? He done that, then he went into retirement. Season 2 showed him slowly coming out of it again. By the end of season 2, he's setting up criminals to get shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he is setting up criminals to take them out. And he's fully embracing that he is the Punisher. So, I don't know. I think... That's just Daredevil.
I think that was their most popular Marvel show, wasn't it?
Oh, it has to be. Like, it absolutely has to be, because it's the best one.
Yeah.
And I could be biased, but I just know people loved it more than every time I talked to people about it.
Yeah, no, Punisher was definitely my favorite Netflix Marvel show.
Absolutely. Because they got the you got to admit, Jon Bernthal is the perfect Punisher. They could not have casted him better. No. And the fact that... that we see him in a gym, like, training. I don't think he's in retirement. I think it's...
Like, oh, is he in a gym?
I think he was in the gym, like, boxing, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I thought he was hitting a punching bag. Again, I could have seen that.
I thought he was taking out his frustrations and didn't realize it was Matt.
It could have been that. I can't... Again, can't remember.
That's why I thought, okay, he's in retirement too.
I don't, again, I think it's just, that's just a training session. I think he was just training. And then the Daredevil walks in and he, you know, at least that's what I'm hoping. Don't ruin the Punisher. But this will be his first actual introduction into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am so stoked to see that. Bring this man into Secret Wars. I don't know what he's going to do against Doctor Doom. But bring him into Secret Wars.
What else? There's Daredevil had Spider-Man. He was in Spider-Man.
Was he in Spider-Man?
Yeah, he's in the.
He's in No Way Home. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Duh. Yeah, that was his first introduction to the MCU.
Yeah, and then he was in She-Hulk.
Yeah, he was in She-Hulk. I like the suit of him in She-Hulk. It was all right. But when we see his mask, because there's a scene where it shows five different masks for Daredevil, we see his all-black suit, like his black and the red lining and everything. I want to see that suit so bad. It's one of my favorite suits from the comic books. Give me that.
I don't know why he has different suits, though.
Yeah, I mean, Iron Man had different suits.
Yeah, but Iron Man's different suits have different purposes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why he does either, but maybe he's like, I ain't feeling red today. I'm not feeling
red. Blind. He's blind. He's blind. What does he care about colors?
He don't know they're different colors. He thinks they're all red.
Yeah, he thinks they're all the same color. The guy's just running out of this color of material.
So he just keeps giving him suits. He's like, oh, thanks, man. That's hilarious.
He gives him a completely neon suit. He thinks he's hiding in the shadows, and he's just sticking out.
He gives him a glow-in-the-dark, like, green suit.
An all-white suit.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. Do you have anything else? Oh, I do want to say Muse looks really good in this one. Muse is the villain who will be in Season 3. I'm stoked to see him, too, because he is a... crazy villain.
And Kingpin said he was mayor. Did I miss something in Hawkeye?
No. This is him becoming mayor. I don't think he became mayor in Hawkeye. Because I ain't seen that either.
Because what the hell is he doing as mayor?
Well, he becomes mayor in comic book iterations all the time.
Yeah, but he's failing.
I mean, does it matter?
Yeah, kind of.
The president right now is a felon.
Fair enough.
Yeah. but I think he's still going to remain mayor by the end of the show. I think he's going to set up a Spider-Man movie where he has to go.
I didn't think felons could run. I didn't think Donald Trump got actually charged, though.
I don't know. I could not tell you. I don't watch
I don't keep up with political stuff either.
Me neither.
Not too much anymore.
Yeah. Well... with that being said, I think we're done discussing movie news, unless you will say something else about it?
No, I'm good.
All right, so now we're going to be ranking our top 10 worst movies of 2024. You want to go back and forth? You want to just give me your list, I'll give you mine? What do you want to
do? We can go back and forth.
Okay.
Now, before I read this off, my worst list, there's only actually three movies on here that I hated, that I did not like, and I will never watch again. The rest of them are just movies that I had to make a list with.
There's about 9 or 8 on here that I wouldn't watch again on my list. My number 10 and my number 6, I may watch again. The only reason I'd watch number 6 again is if someone's like, hey, I never watched that movie. And you're like, okay, I actually just one part in this one movie.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it. You can give me yours first.
My number 10 is A Quiet Place Day One.
I had that and I erased it. I had that as my number 8 and I erased it because I found something worse.
I just doesn't mean it being number 10 does not mean I hated this movie. It's just
I agree.
I didn't really hate this movie. That's why it's number 10.
Have you seen the other ones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen the first one.
Well, the first two, I recently watched those for the first time. Dramatically different movies. It's, again, because it's day one. But still, the first two, awesome movies. Absolutely love. The first one is gold. The second one's a little less, but still good. This one,
I didn't watch the second one because it made it seem like it was back and forth storytelling. And you know I hate that.
It did, but it didn't. It wasn't. That's not like a key aspect of it. That happens a few times. A Quiet Place Day One. Again, I didn't hate this movie, but it just didn't do it for me. I remember me and you went to the theaters and watched that. When I got out of it, I was like, that kind of disappointed me a little bit. Like, I was expecting more. You know what I mean? But it's a solid pick for your number 10.
Yeah.
My number 10, personally, is Imaginary. Have you ever seen that? It's the horror movie where the imaginary friend.
No, I've never seen it. I know what you're talking about, though.
Brother. When I tell you, I went into this movie hoping that it was going to be a new like horror franchise, because that's such a unique idea. Your imaginary friend is a like not really unique, but it is like this kid is seeing an imaginary friend, but really it's a ghost who wants to kill them. That's so cool to me. Like, but it's not really a ghost. It really is an imaginary friend that takes them into like their imaginary realm at the end of the movie. Where all the imaginary friends live. But the imaginary friends are like killers. They're demonic forces, but they're really imaginary friends. I don't know how to describe that. Because the movie itself didn't do a good job of explaining that. So, that's my number 10. Honestly, I probably might watch it again. But again, it would have to be with somebody who's like, I've never seen that movie. Let's watch it. You know what I mean?
My number 9 is Craven.
Okay. I'm shocked to see that in your 10 for the year.
No, I don't. Like I said, it doesn't mean I hate this movie or dislike it in any way. This is just worst of 2024.
That's fair. Craven was definitely not one of the best. While it had fun action, its story was everywhere, and I don't think it did the character justice. So, I can agree with that pick.
All right.
My number 9 is Instigators. It is Casey Affleck and Matt Damon. It was an Apple TV original. It was branded as like a heist movie. So, of course, I love heist movies.
I think I've seen the trailer for that.
The trailer looks awesome. It looks like an action-packed, like, thrill ride.
Yeah, I remember now, because I was wanting to watch it, and then I seen it was on Apple TV, and I was like, no, I'm not getting it.
Yeah, well, don't waste your time, because it was awful. Like, it was... I don't know how they make a heist movie boring, but that movie was boring. Like, I don't know. It was just really dumb. Give me your number 8.
Venom, The Last Dance.
You suck so bad.
It just I liked Kraven better.
How can you like Kraven better? All right.
There's just too many disappointing factors about this. One, never found out what was going on with New York. They never made it to New York. Didn't even get halfway there.
You're making a point.
I didn't really care for it that much. It was probably the worst one of the Venom movies.
I can agree with that statement. It was definitely the worst one. Like, I liked 2, 1, 3. That was for me.
Too many cliffhangers for a dying franchise.
Yeah. It left a lot of things unanswered.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot of things were unanswered, but overall, it was really disappointing because they had the whole thing where, I think it was struggling with the budget, because they had the whole thing where Venom couldn't be full out Venom because the thing would see him and know where he's at. So the majority of the movie, Eddie Brock is Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
And it shows Venom like jumping from thing to thing.
And then
I think that's because it was suffering from a budget.
They really struggled to find a main villain.
I agree. They really did. They wanted to set up Noel, but you can't set up Noel if it's a dying franchise. You know what I mean?
I think that was their attempt to save it.
Yeah. And it didn't work.
No. And then the general wasn't really that bad of a guy, you know?
No. Yeah, I agree. They didn't have a solid bad guy. They just had minions. Yep. We never really got a bad guy face-off, which that tells you you should wrap up a superhero movie unless it's a setup movie, which this one kind of was.
Yeah, this movie was it was a setup movie. That's all this movie was, but it was a setup for
something that'll never happen, probably. Yeah. My number eight is The Union. It is a Mark Wahlberg and what's the lady's name? Halle Berry. Mark Wahlberg and Halle Berry. They play high school sweethearts who meet back up in a bar. She needs someone. She's like a CIA agent or something like that. Or she's with this group called The Union. It's kind of like the CIA. And she needs like someone who this group's never heard of. So she goes back and gets a nobody, which was the guy she dated in high school, which is Mark Wahlberg, to help them with their mission. Again, sounds super fun. Very boring. It was so much filler in this movie. It sucked. Like, you would have thought there would be a lot more action. No. No real good action. Yeah. All action we've seen before. Give me number seven.
Number seven is Kung Fu Panda 4.
I didn't watch that one. Why'd you hate that one?
No, Furious 5.
Okay.
They're only mentioned. They're only mentioned in it.
What?
Yeah.
You know the Kung Fu Panda movie, No Furious 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think they make cameos, but they don't have none of the actors voicing them or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Kung
Fu. So this was a very low-budget Kung Fu Panda movie.
That's so sad.
And it kind of... The whole plot is Po's got to learn to let go of the Dragon Warrior and become a master. He's got to pass the Dragon Warrior title to someone else. And I think he ends up passing it to this thief that robs him in the beginning or something like that. And he takes her to another city or something. And the main villain is a chameleon that can steal people's kung fu and become them. So she opens up the place of death or whatever in the third one, where everybody's dead, and when people start coming out, she just starts taking all their kung fu.
That sounds like a very good premise.
Yeah, but it was just... It was boring, you know?
A good premise, just poorly executed?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of movies like that that suffer from that.
Yeah, I think... Because they bring back Tai Lung and everybody else he's faced.
Right.
So she can steal their kung fu.
So he's on screen for like 10 minutes. Like,
yeah. No, after she takes their kung fu, they can't do kung fu anymore and she imprisons them. And he's got to set them free. And then I think what really kills me is the Furious 5 isn't in this.
Yeah.
Because I think... Yeah, if they like
Furious 5 makes those movies. It's not just a Kung Fu Panda. Like, you got to see that group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the Kung Fu Panda movies.
I really just wanted to, you know, why didn't they just let Tigress come in and beat the hell out of Tai Lung?
Right.
Give him a what for?
Give him a good molly whopping. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a solid pick.
Like, they could have, like, they ruined a chance to show that the Furious Five has really grown by defeating villains that Poe struggled with.
Right. That's a good point. They could have shown that, like, they got more powerful because they faced harder, like, villains. Yeah. I totally agree with that. I'm probably still going to watch it just because I haven't watched it yet.
Do you want me to tell you the end?
Yeah, you go ahead, tell me then.
Okay, so after Poe defeats the main villain or whatever with the help of the little thief.
Yeah.
Everyone from the Death Realm or whatever it's called just gets in a big circle around him. He thinks he's about to get jumped. And they all just bow to him and call him master.
Very anticlimactic.
Yeah, like all his enemies and everything like that.
Yeah. Very anticlimactic ending.
Yeah.
Was that your number seven?
Yep.
So it's very funny. Me and you both have a Jack Black movie as our number seven.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that movie. Yeah. I know what one you're about to say.
Dear Santa?
Yeah, I forgot all about that movie.
That would have definitely made it into your list, wouldn't it?
Yeah, then I would have had four movies I hated on here.
Yeah, this movie... I did not like this movie. We've already reviewed this one. This was a trash movie. The comedy fell flat. The whole concept. It's a good concept. I think it's a funny concept. I see all the controversy about Satan being Santa. Okay, get over it. But the funniest part is, what I'm trying to say is this is so funny, but it's so poorly executed. They had so much source material to make this a good movie. But then it's like, you know what? Let's just make all the jokes mediocre. Let's get the worst kid actors we can. Let's just, do all this. Bad movie. But we don't really need to go into too much detail. If you want to see that one, we don't have a whole episode on that.
Yeah. Hope those dogs don't pick up.
Yeah, I can cut them out. There are dogs in the background if you're hearing this.
Number six, I have a red one.
Really? I didn't think Red One made it on your list. I know you're not a holiday person, but I thought at least it'd make it into
Like I said, it doesn't mean I hated it.
Right.
I think it was one of the worst movies of the year.
I thought it was one of the better ones, personally.
Well, me and the box office agree.
Okay, all right. I've seen it four times since it's come out. Once me and you in theaters, once with my parents and my son. Once with my wife, and then once with my siblings.
I won't lie. It gave me pretty good recency bias.
Absolutely. Every time I watch it, at least, I would have thought it got better for me. But every time I watch it, I'm like, yeah, this movie's kind of cheesy. This movie's kind of dumb. I get why it's on your list. It's a good holiday movie.
It's your number five.
Number six, you mean.
Yeah, number six.
In a Violent Nature. In a Violent Nature is... Okay, so this one, a movie I had such high hopes for this year. I waited patiently for it to come to streaming. It is a movie shot entirely first person from the killer's point of view. It's a ripoff Jason. People had a summer camp or camping, and he's in the woods.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I knew it was going to fail.
Yeah, because when I tell you it was one of the most boring movies, you follow a guy walking around the woods for a couple hours. Occasionally, he would come across people he would murder.
What did you think it was? What do you think Jason's doing
there? I thought he was as soon as he gets out of view, he's like, "Oh man, I gotta take his mask off."
What did you think? What did you think the little retarded boy that drowned in a lake was doing?
You're right.
What did you think he was doing?
I thought he was running around the woods doing something interesting. No, he's walking from one end to the other, one end to the other, hoping to come across somebody.
Occasionally, you've seen cut a branch or something with that machete.
Just because he's bored. Well, I will give it this.
And just from a distance where you can barely hear somebody's conversation.
I will say this. Although this was one of the worst movies I watched this year, one of the most boring times, I could not stay off my phone. It did give me one of the best kills I've ever seen in any horror movie. I told you I'm a sucker for practical effects, sucker for over the top. He takes this hook, puts it to this girl's chest, hooks her in the head, and pulls her through her stomach. It was a really cool, unique kill. Mm-hmm. I will give it that. But that is the only redeeming factor of this movie. That's when I said, if someone said, "Hey, I've never seen that," I'd probably sit there and just show them that kill.
Okay.
But you're number five.
Number five is Beekeeper.
You suck so bad.
I don't hate the movie.
How do you think Beekeeper is in the top 10 of the worst?
I'm going off based off what I've seen.
Beekeeper was easily top 10.
No. I will say that. Had I remembered Dear Santa, it would be number six.
So Beekeeper wouldn't be on there?
Huh?
Beekeeper wouldn't be on there?
No, it would be number six. And A Quiet Place wouldn't be on here.
I don't understand how that movie made it on the list.
What?
I don't understand how Beekeeper made it on the list.
Like I said, it doesn't mean I hated it.
No, but it means you think it's one of the worst last year.
Yeah, out of the movies I've seen.
It's easily not, though. You've seen worse movies than The Beekeeper.
I have. That's why it's number five. The fuck do you think we're doing here, Brian?
All right.
It's a Jason Statham movie, Brian. I've seen it a million times.
We may have seen it a million times, but I want to watch it a million and one, damn it. Oh, God.
It's the same movie every time. Like, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying, give me to do something different. And when I say something different, I don't mean another job.
That ranking really bothers me. I just want you to know that. All right.
What's your number five?
Okay, let me show you what a real bad movie is, The Beekeeper.
I told you from the beginning, doesn't mean all these are bad movies.
Yeah, but you said it's the worst of 2024. And it's obviously, whatever. My number five is Monkey Man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Monkey Man's a bad movie.
Monkey Man is a bad movie.
It has, I will give it.
Beekeeper would be number seven, then.
Beekeeper don't deserve to be on that list. You put some respect on his name. But Monkey Man, I will give props to any movie. I would do my best on anything I semi-like in bad movies. Sometimes you can do that. With Monkey Man, the fight scenes, when there were fight scenes, were fun. They were fun to watch, but they were so far and few in between.
Yeah.
Like, movie drug way too much. And you say, again, we done an episode on this one if you want to watch a more in-depth review on Monkey Man. But we said in that they did not take enough out of that movie. They did not edit, like, cut out filler. Like,
yeah, they did not leave enough on the cutting room floor.
Exactly. Give me your number four.
Pooh, Blood and Honey, Part 2.
I'm quitting this podcast. Wrap it up. Listen.
Yeah.
I understand why.
I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I did.
You actually liked it?
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay. I thought you were going about you're getting ready to crap all over this movie.
No. It's funny.
It's one of my favorites. I love it.
It's funny because it's cheesy and
absolutely. It's over the top and stupid.
Yeah. And that's why, like, if I was expected to take this, if you expected me to take this movie serious, on a serious note, this movie fucking sucks.
I agree. You can't take these movies seriously.
No, you can't.
You got to turn off your brain and have a good time.
Yeah. Easily, very, very predictable. We watched it in theaters together. If you remember, I was
leaning over and be like, that's his brother. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, wait, what? It was predictable, but like you were very annoying predicting it because like the first 5 minutes of the movie, who's his brother? The credit or the trailers just ended, dude. Like,
if you give me anything, you got to give me props for predicting movies.
Yeah, that's true. You do predict
movies. I do do too.
You do do too. You do predict movies really well. I really enjoyed Pooh and Blood and Honey. I don't think it should be at your number four, but that is your personal list. My number four is Challengers. You heard of it? About the Zendaya movie?
Yeah, she gets a train ran on her or something like
Brother.
That.
Brother. When I... Okay.
Wasn't as sexy as you thought it'd be?
No, that's not how I watched it. So me and my wife went on a date, and I was like, I pick the movie all the time. I was like, you pick whatever you want. She said, I really like Zendaya. Let's watch Challengers. I said, I like Zendaya too. You know what I mean? Let's watch Challengers. Oh, my God. I thought like this was right up her alley. I was like, my wife's probably going to love this movie. When we got out of the theater, she said, why did we waste our time and money watching that? And I was like, oh, okay. Because I thought she was enjoying what she was watching. Because it's about this woman who sleeps with one guy, but in a relationship with another, and it's just a constant love triangle. She jumps back and forth between these guys. She's in a relationship with one, but still cheating with this guy. Then she gets in a relationship with him, cheats with this guy. Just goes back and forth between these two best friends. And it was Zendaya being like a toxic, like she's collecting white boys out here like Thanos collecting Infinity Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was dumb. I hated that movie. If I never watch it again, it'll be too soon. All
right. So, I did hate these movies.
Okay.
3-1, I hated every one of them.
I agree. My 3-1, I hated it too.
All right. So, my number 3 is Borderlands. Hated that movie. Everybody else hated that movie. Box office hated that movie. You're the only one that liked it. So I don't want to hear it.
It's not that bad.
There's nothing about it. There's nothing good about this movie. Whatever's not bad about it is not good.
Okay. All right.
It is just as funny as The Big Bang Theory without a laugh track. The only reason people laugh at Big Bang Theory is because of the laugh track. If this movie had a laugh track, it might be funnier than fuck.
I enjoyed Claptrap. I enjoyed Kevin Hart.
Same problems you had with Dear Santa. Jokes just fell flat and were not funny.
Okay, a lot of them did. Some of them didn't. There were some funny jokes.
Tiny Tina, can you grab my badonkadonk or whatever?
Yeah, okay. Tiny Tina was annoying.
Yeah, Tiny Tina sucked. Two old actors playing the characters.
That's true. That Jamie Lee Curtis and that one girl who
played. Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett. They were both too old to be playing their character. I will give you that. We also done an in-depth review on Borderlands, if you want to watch Borderlands. I could see it being on your list. I don't agree with it being in your top three, and I don't know why you hate it so much. But.
Also, Claptrap reminds me of that kid that doesn't have any actual friends in school. It's not that he's a loser, but he doesn't have any actual friends.
How about yourself?
Yeah, me, personally. Reminds me of myself. That doesn't have any actual friends. He just goes around trying to make people laugh at stupid jokes.
Fair. All right. I understand why you hate it, and especially, I'm not the biggest fan of the video games. I played them, like them. You're a fan of the video games. You're a decent fan of the video games.
You should probably state Borderlands video games.
Right.
It sounds like you're just saying video games in general.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are a big fan of the Borderlands series and the video games. I am not. I played them. I enjoy them. I like the story. But I know you're not really a diehard fan, but you're a much more diehard fan than I am. So I can understand you hating this movie more than me. I get that.
Yeah.
I respect it. My number three, the remake of The Crow. Oh my gosh, I've never been more frustrated in my life. I just watched this movie 2 weeks ago, right when we said we was going to do our worst of 2024 and our best. I really wanted to watch it. Rented it, was giving it a watch. The first Crow, cinematic masterpiece. Love this movie. It has a huge cult following for a reason. Oh my gosh, the remake's so boring. How do you make The Crow boring? He is a man who cannot die, who is on a revenge quest to avenge his dead wife. That's awesome. But the remake is Bill Skarsgård and this woman meet in a mental institution. They break out. They are madly in love. She's on the run from these mobster guys. They catch up with her killer. He comes back from the dead. It's like, I'm going to kill you. But that's really not what he does. It takes him, that movie's an hour and a half, hour 45. It takes him an hour 15 to figure out, I really can't die, or I really need to do this. I really need to, this is my goal. It takes him an hour 15 to, go into the afterlife, talk to this, devil guy, get his powers, come back to the real world. And I will give it this. It had a scene where he was, walking up the stairs, and, he had a sword, and he was cutting people down with swords and getting shot. But all of that was shown in the trailer. Every bit of that. The entire scene was in the trailer. I have never been more frustrated with the movie in my life because the original throws you right into it. He comes right back from the dead. He is the Crow after 15 minutes of the setup, and he is ready to just go after criminals. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's bad.
Are you sure it's not first movie bias?
First movie.
I haven't seen either one of them.
It may be first movie bias, but here's the thing. I don't think it is because I may be comparing it to the first too much, but I went in wanting to love it. I went in thinking Bill Skarsgård's awesome. I love The Crow. My biggest thing was The Crow is a comic book. I try not to compare it to the movie, because I know the first movie is just its own iteration of The Crow. So I was thinking, okay, this is going to be its own adaptation. Let's see how they do it. And I hated it. Absolutely hated it. But again, I could just be loving the first one too much. But an hour and 15 minutes and he doesn't do nothing. Then the last 30 minutes of the movie, he wakes up from his being dead, grabs a shotgun, and goes to work. 30 minutes of that. Why didn't you give me an hour 15 of that and 30 minutes of him like being remorseful or something like that? You know what I mean? Or give me a 30-minute setup, an hour and 15 of him wreaking havoc. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just didn't like it.
My number two is Mr. Crockett.
That's my number two. We have the same number two.
Then we have the same number one.
Joker?
Both of those. Terrible movies.
Both. We done a video on Mr. Crockett. We've not done a video on Joker.
No.
We're not going to watch that again.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't you put that evil on me. That'll be the next one, what Dylan reviews.
What?
Joker 2.
No.
Yep, we're doing Joker 1 and 2 next week.
I ain't going to have nothing to say about it. Because I ain't going to fucking watch it.
No, Mr. Crockett was absolutely terrible.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of people really like this movie this year. I don't understand why. It was so dumb, so bad. The acting was terrible. It was so predictable.
You know, bad acting and cheesy lines just make a terrible movie. You can have one or the other.
You can have both. You can have both. Yeah. And then even Mr. Crockett wasn't even that
line. Makes you hate the kids.
Yeah, that whole movie is like, man, somebody just whooped this kid. Somebody, if they would have just spanked this kid, he wouldn't be acting a fool right now. And also about the Joker, we've said it before, we'll say it again. They ruined it. Like, the first one was all right because you thought he was the Joker. And the second one, they're like, okay, so this random guy you've been following over two movies, we're going to make sure he's not the Joker and make the real Joker kill him.
Yeah, I never liked the first one.
Yeah, well, I liked the first one. But the second one ruined the first one for me. I don't like it anymore.
Yeah, just all-around terrible movie. You can't have a badass supervillain and him get butt-fucked in a prison.
That's true. You really can't.
Can't be the Joker and getting butt-raped.
And he was too weak to be the Joker. Like, he may have pulled off the insanity part, but he was too weak to be the Joker.
That is what I said about the first one.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping by the second one or something we'd get a little more development and he'd get crazier and get, like, stronger, get more chaotic, getting more, you know, like the Joker, but he didn't.
In what Batman comics have you ever read where the Joker goes to the gym?
Sorry. Sorry.
What iteration of Joker is that?
Fair. That is our worst movie of 2024 was Joker 2. And it was by a mile.
Yeah.
I would rather watch Mr. Crockett three times than watch the intro of the Joker.
Yeah, I get scared every time because it's like Amazon really wants me to watch it. Because if I'm not paying attention to what's on my phone and like my show ends,
it'll be playing next.
Yeah, my show ends completely, and I'll just look up, and it's just the Joker interest. No. Wait. And now it's on my continue watching.
Now every time you turn on your TV, you're reminded of it.
Yeah,
it's like jump away. So this will be our top 10 best of 2024. Like always, I'll let you start us off.
Alrighty. My number 10 is Terrifier 3.
Okay. I didn't expect that to be in your top 10. I'm actually really happy about that.
Okay. This is just really funny to me.
You know what? Whatever you vote your boat. I'm just glad it's in your list. That's awesome. I'm a huge Terrifier fan. It is my second favorite scary movie.
Oh, well, wait, I had to redo this.
That's awesome. You have anything you want to say about Terrifier?
Pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. But I mean, I like it. I like the story. I like Arthur Clown. He's an icon.
They are getting better with a story about it. They so are. I'm kind of excited to watch number four. Sweet. Whenever it comes out.
Me too.
So,
Oh my gosh. The box office with the third one. Like, the first one was all right. The second one got a lot of traction. The third one was their biggest gross movie they've had, which is wild.
I think it's going to plateau with the fourth one and then maybe boost up with the fifth one or go down with the fifth one.
Damon Leone, the guy who made it, said that he's willing to make as many as it takes to tell a story. And I admire this guy because I've seen him in interviews and everything talk about his passion of writing this movie. Like, he wrote this movie while he was like working another job. Like, he would come home from an average 9 to 5, be working on this movie. And it was really a labor of love. So, like, I have a lot of respect for this guy, and I really enjoy his movies and filmmaking process.
Okay.
My number 10, Deadpool and Wolverine. I know it's a little low on the list, but...
It is really low.
I really like Deadpool and Wolverine. Don't get me wrong.
We're complete opposites on this.
It's your number one? Terrifying, my number one. Yeah. But, anyway... Deadpool and Wolverine, I've seen it 5 times since it's come out. 3 times in theaters, twice at home. Now, I will say, if this had been like the last movie of the year, I probably would have put it higher because of recency bias, because it's more of the event of going. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, I love the movie. The movie's fantastic. But it was more of an event to go and be a part of it. And to experience Hugh Jackman come back as Wolverine and all that, fantastic. And I'm not taking away from it. It made my top 10 list, and I've seen a lot of movies this year. Like, yeah. A lot. But I really just enjoyed the overall chemistry between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. We haven't done a video on this yet. We need to do a video on that one.
Yeah. I'll explain why it's my number one when we get to it.
Fair.
All right. So my number 9 is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Really? I did not expect you to like that movie that much.
I've seen the whole series.
I mean, yeah, well, I have too, but I didn't expect you to like that one so much.
It's pretty good. I like all of them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm under the impression that it fell. Like, it didn't fall off.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It is absolutely the worst of the Planet of the Apes movies.
Absolutely.
In the new series.
It's not even close.
Yeah. I did enjoy the series, though. I did enjoy the movie.
We watched it together, and I was honestly under the impression that you didn't like the movie.
No.
I'm really shocked about that. I'm glad to see that in your top 10. It was a great movie. It didn't crack my top 10, but seriously a great movie.
What's your number 9?
Bad Boys, Ride or Die. I think we went and watched that one too.
Yeah.
I loved it. Everything between the chemistry with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, but the final scene where the camera is like, coming up on Will Smith and then turning out and like turns around and everything. Like, you seen the camera they don't use for that? Awesome cinematography. Yeah. And then the long one shot with Reggie, I think his name is, the son-in-law, like where he's playing Call of Duty and he like calls, he's like, there's guys at the house and like he's in the Marines. They done that all in a one take, like a one shot. That is wild to me. Like, all that's choreographed with one take. Not one take, but one shot. Just a fantastic movie, and I love the Bad Boys series.
Yeah, I thought that... I remember that was pretty predictable for me, too.
Oh, yeah. It's an average Bad Boys movie. Yeah. I think
My favorite part of that movie was when Reba McEntire sang Bad Boys theme song.
Did she?
Yeah. They were stealing clothes off the clothes bin.
Yeah.
And they got a Reba McEntire shirt, and they couldn't think of any Reba songs. And then they took off in the car, and Reba started singing, "Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do?"
I absolutely love that. You can tell the dramatic difference between these last two Bad Boy movies and the first two because Michael Bay stepped away. Like, you lost his vision on the other two.
His shitty...
Shut up. The second Bad Boys movie is a piece of perfection. Your number eight, sir.
My number eight is Roadhouse.
Really? Again, another one I did not expect for you to like that much. I know you like the first one. I know we're fans of the first one. But I didn't expect you... It's hard for me to think that people are going to like remakes. You know what I mean? Like, because remakes are usually a hit or miss, and I felt like that one was kind of a miss with most people. I enjoyed it.
I did too. I treated it as its own thing.
That's fair. It has to be. It has to be treated as its own thing just with the characters the same name.
Yeah.
Like, that was a fantastic movie. And it had wild cinematography. Like, the shots. Did.
They do need to improve on some of that CGI.
Yeah.
However, I did enjoy this movie. This is one of the very few movies that you can actually separate, that it doesn't just throw random stuff in there to make it something new. It is, it's a really good movie. That can be its own thing.
Definitely is its own thing. If they took away the name Roadhouse, I would have probably enjoyed this movie more.
Yeah.
It would probably be higher on my list. I think I gave it a 4.5, if I'm not mistaken. Like, Jake Gyllenhaal, awesome. Yeah. Conor McGregor, maybe a piece of crap in real life, but, you know.
A lot of people said that they thought he was a bad actor. I thought he was fine for the character he was trying to portray.
I don't think he was a bad actor. It was his first time acting.
Yeah.
And for a first-timer, he was good. Like, yeah. Better than most seasoned actors.
Yeah, I thought he was doing good for... especially for the character he's trying to do.
A straight-up psycho?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought it was cool how they changed his tattoos, though.
Did they change his tattoos?
Yeah, none of those tattoos on him in the movie is his real tattoos.
Do you know he really punched Jake Gyllenhaal in one of the scenes?
Yeah.
He got really into it, and he, like, landed a punch. He'd be punched by Conor McGregor.
Yeah, and then...
God.
And I think Jake Gyllenhaal hit him with a door.
Something like that. I remember watching that in an interview. I don't know. The only problem that I had that I didn't rank it a perfect movie, and it would have been perfect if he would have had a mentor in this one. You know how he had Sam Elliott in the first one? If he would have had a mentor in this one, it would have went up significantly for me.
I think that's one of the reasons it's its own thing.
Yeah, okay.
If he had had a mentor... That would have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. That's a good point. My number eight is Beekeeper. I know it was on your worst list, but this was one of the funnest times I had watching a movie. Again, Jason Statham, movies are just so fun. Like the scene where he puts a ratchet strap around the guy's neck and drives him off the bridge. Awesome. The scene where he just walks into their office with a can of gasoline and just sets it on fire. That's great. The scene where he attacks the White House at the end. That's great. Like, or it wasn't the White House. It was the president at some kind of retreat or something. But still, the president. Overall, really love the Beekeeper. And they're actually going to, I saw reports that they're going to be Beekeeper too. Would you watch it?
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't hate the movie.
I feel like you did. I feel personally attacked.
All right. What are we on? Number seven?
Number seven.
My number seven is The Beast Within.
Okay. That's the biggest surprise for me.
I really like that movie.
I mean, I'm not saying you didn't, but I would have never even put it in my top 20 maybe this year.
I don't know. This list is kind of rushed.
I mean, still, I mean, you like what you like. And I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite. It's probably one of those movies I wouldn't watch again, but I'm glad I watched it. That make sense?
Yeah. I don't know. It'll probably be a while before I watch this movie again.
It was good. I'm not knocking it at all. Yeah. And it had some good metaphors behind it and some good storytelling. My number 7 is Alien Romulus. Did you get to watch it? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying I am not an Alien fan.
Really?
I like the first one, and I love Alien vs. Predator. I watch Alien vs. Predator all day long, both of them. The first Alien's good. The ones after that, I just didn't care for. Part 2, I could watch. 3, starts going downhill after that.
I'm pretty sure I've seen all of them.
I wasn't a big fan of, like,
this is a long time ago. This is when I still had cable, and Starz was doing a big marathon. It was the last time I watched the Aliens movies.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch them. It's been years since I've seen them, too. But I didn't like Prometheus or Covenant, I think that's what it was. I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of it. So I was very skeptical about Romulus, and but I keep seeing people put it in their top 10, put it in the top 3 of this year. And then just people that I know were right. Like were
2 Alien movies came out this year?
No, they were put in their top 3. Romulus was.
Alien Romulus.
Okay. Yeah, Alien Romulus. So people were putting in their top 3, putting in their top 5. People that I actually knew were, like, rating it or ranting about it on Facebook. It's like, this is a great movie. So I was like, I'm just going to give it a shot. I didn't want to waste money on it because I knew how I felt about the Alien series. So I waited till it came out to Hulu, and I watched it on Hulu. Bro, I've seen this movie, like, once, and it was one of the best viewing experiences of my life. Like, the thrilling, like, gut-wrenching, like, I can't rant about it enough. It was so much fun. The effects of the alien were great. The story it told was so compelling, which is very rare in alien movies. The story.
Sigourney Weaver show up at all?
No.
No.
It was It was just so good. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't perfect. There were things in it that I would have changed. But overall, it was one of the best movies to come out this year. What's your number 6?
Number 6. I got Smile 2.
That's on my list, but it is not my number 6. What? Smile 2 is fantastic.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that movie. It was probably... Yeah, it is my... Well, no. It's my second favorite horror movie of this year.
That's fair.
I really enjoyed it. I thought all the actors in that movie was really good.
Every one of the actors, especially the female actor, I can't remember her name... She deserves a Oscar. That was some of the best acting I've ever seen in my life.
No, it's one of the very few scary movies that actually scared me. Like, right. gave me a jump scare.
Right. I do remember in the theater, like, you said, oh, okay. I remember later to be like, all right, that one got me. That one got me. I agree. That's a great pick. I probably would have put it a little. I did put it a little higher than number 6, but that's just me personally. Solid pick, brother. Number 6 for me, Trap. Absolutely fantastic. You finished it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked it. Only thing is, I expected a twist at the end, whereas in Night Shyamalan, he always has a twist in his movies, and it's the only ones that didn't.
That's the twist.
He didn't have a twist.
Yeah, that's the twist. He didn't have a twist.
The actor in this one, I can't remember his name, was awesome. He was fantastic. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was pretty good. I will say that him not having a twist is really the twist. Because I was the entire movie. You know me, I'm always predicting movies, yeah. And I'm thinking, what's the twist? What's the twist? What's the twist going to be here? See if I can get this. M. Night Shyamalan is always the one that...
Always.
Is always the one that gets me.
There's never a movie of his that hasn't had a twist.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. Man, that really was the twist.
The twist is there's no twist.
That's one that I've seen since I've watched it. I've probably seen it 3 or 4 times. I really like it. It's good. It's a movie I want to show people. Like, when there are people like, hey, I ain't seen that movie, I'm like, you got to watch that. You know what I mean? It is a thrill ride that'll have, I mean, isn't it though? It's a thrill ride that'll have you gripping, like, be like, okay, what's the next move? How's this guy getting out of this? Oh, he got lucky there. He might be the luckiest dude on the planet.
No, I think I think the whole reason he's able to do all that is he's a psychopath. He's not scared. He's not nervous.
Right.
He's not overthinking anything while
he's just doing it.
He's just doing it. Like, say you had to unscrew a table. Like, you could do it just fine within, like, 5 seconds, maybe.
Yeah.
You had to unscrew a table in 5 seconds or you're going to get shot in the head. It's going to be real hard. Or you're going to go to jail. It's going to be a little bit harder.
What's your number five?
Number five is Nosferatu.
Oh, I didn't put Nosferatu on here. My list is pretty solid. I don't think I'd put it anywhere else. That's a good pick, though. If I did a top 20, it'd be my number 11.
I really enjoyed this movie. It had a lot of good actors. Rough start for me and Orlok, you know?
Right.
Couldn't not laugh at his voice at first. But there's just certain parts of the movie that I couldn't take seriously, though.
Right, right.
But nonetheless, I really enjoyed this movie.
It's a fantastic movie. I may have put it at my number four. I may swap out my number four, but as of right now, I was going to tell you what the list is. But that is a – look, Bill Skarsgård's perfect. That whole cast is perfect. The acting is fantastic. The atmosphere is captured perfectly.
One thing that I will say, like, I don't know why they put it in the movie. I don't know why they did it like that. They could have done without it. His little twig arms at the end of the movie when he dies.
I know, that's always your complaint about
like,
this
why is, like, if you want to make him look, like, sucked up and dead and whatnot, you didn't need to make his arms that skinny. Like, it is hilariously skinny. And I'm a twig arm myself.
I'm a twig arm guy, too, he said.
But that was awful.
No, I agree. It did look kind of goofy at the end.
Yeah.
My number five, Gladiator 2.
Okay,
I think it's a solid pick. I
can see why you'd put it there.
I may swap that out for Nosferatu. All these are on my letterbox. I made lists on the way. Or by the way, I may swap number five out for Nosferatu because you made some good points there.
Wait, was we doing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're on five. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You already did five, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So. I mean, we've done a full video on Gladiator. If you would like to go see that, go watch that. We also done one on Nosferatu. Hit me with your number four.
My number four. Oh, you didn't want to talk? Okay. Number four is Carry On.
We got the same number four. Carry On was it was one that flew kind of under the radar as one that was advertised. You know what I mean? Like, you got one cool trailer for it, and he's like, okay, that's a cool premise. It blew me away. It was one of the best movies I've seen this year. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time, period. Like, it gets you just so nervous, so involved in that.
Yeah, it does a good job at getting you involved with this movie.
And keeping your attention. Like, it's not one of those movies you got to be like, oh, I'm going to check my phone real quick, because I got to see what happens next. Like, yeah. Solid pick.
Makes it easy for you to not stare at your phone.
Right.
Number three. I got Twisters.
Okay. I know you really liked that movie.
It was really good. I really enjoyed that movie.
I've seen it very recently, actually. I watched it on Christmas, and I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I really liked it. I can definitely see why it's in your number three. I can see why a lot of people love that movie. I'm not saying it wasn't for me, but as much as I enjoyed it, it didn't crack my top 10. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you gotta have specific things for that movie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Had great storytelling. Had great soundtrack. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
My favorite song from the soundtrack was right at the end, though.
Which one was it?
Is by Charlie Crockett. I forget the name of the song. It's right at the end when he tries to stop her at the airport.
And he puts his car down in the...
Yeah, I forget what that song's called, but I love Charlie Crockett.
I can't remember the name, is it? But Jelly Roll was in it. The song. Jelly Roll's song was in it. Luke Combs had a great song in it. It was a great movie. I can definitely still watch it number three. Personally, it wasn't one of my favorites this year. I really enjoyed it, but yeah, it was fantastic. Highly, highly recommend that one.
I didn't even pick to go watch that. My girlfriend did.
Really? Glenn Powell is fantastic in that movie. Like, his character is great.
Yeah.
My number three, we've already talked about it, Smile 2, yeah. My next two are going to be horror movies, too, just because I'm bigger in horror. And I really, as someone who did not, I'm not going to say I didn't like it, but I wasn't big on it. Smile 1, I watched it twice, and each time I watch it, my ranking on it goes lower and lower because I don't like it. So when we only watched Smile 2, I went in completely thinking, I'm just going to watch this so I can review it on the podcast. I'm so glad we went and watched this, one of my favorite movies this year. Give me your number two.
My number two is Gladiator 2.
Okay. Okay. I can definitely see why it's your number two.
Yeah, I absolutely love this movie. Had Deadpool and Wolverine not come out this year, it would have been my favorite. I love the cinematography about it, the story.
Absolutely.
Beautifully shot. All the acting was really good. Always loved Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
It was just all around. A lot of people didn't like the CGI, that they CGI'd the animals.
You gonna have them fight real monkeys?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. But, yeah, I enjoyed the movie a lot.
I
like that they brought in a lot of different animals.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a solid pick. Like, even the where they done something new with the water battles.
Yeah.
That was unique, and that was cool. I definitely see why it's your number two. It cracked my top 10. I absolutely loved this film. Like you said, Denzel was fantastic. Pedro Pascal was fantastic. I can't remember the guy who played the Emperor. One of the Emperors, he's popular. He's fantastic. Everyone's just great. Absolutely love it, and I love how they made him Maximus' son. It's cool. All that. It's an all-around fantastic movie. I'm going to go with my number two is... Or is it your number two first?
Oh, you just I just it. Did yeah, number, two. Number two.
My number two is Speak No Evil.
Do you watch that? I don't think I watched it.
Well, okay, so it's about this family who goes on vacation.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and the family, they go on vacation, or they meet a family on vacation, and they invite them back to their house, and they take them up on the offer.
Yeah, I ain't seen it, but it looks like a good movie.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about a thrill ride? I mean, this movie has... Because they're weirdos. The second they get there, there's red flags popping up. But they don't want to be rude. You know what I mean? So, like, they're trying to just act like it's normal. They're weirdos. And the whole movie, you're like, I would have done left. I would have done, packed it up, and yelled at this guy. You know what I mean? Like... I can't remember the guy's name. The
James McAvoy.
James McAvoy. He is a great actor, but when I tell you he gave the performance of his career, he gave the performance of his career so far. Absolutely the best thing I've ever seen him in was this movie. And he's been in a lot. But I think I know your number one. You already said
yep.
Deadpool Wolverine.
There was just no movie I had a better time watching.
That's fair. I know it was a real big event for a lot of people. And
all right. Like, no other movie made me laugh or ponder a character's death the way this movie did.
Like, can we talk about the soundtrack?
Yeah.
It had a great soundtrack. That great fit soundtrack. The mood. It fit the mood of the movie.
Great soundtrack. Honestly, delivered, like, I will say that after recency bias and everything goes away, like, it's not as good the first time you watched it.
Right.
But I will say this movie delivers on its hype.
Yeah, absolutely.
It delivered on its hype. It didn't let me down at all.
Right. I agree. I agree with all that.
There's really nothing better than when a movie meets your hype expectations.
Right.
That's why it's number one for me.
I agree, and it's
the reason Gladiator 2 is my number 2 is because it way exceeded my hype expectations. I went into this thinking, okay, it's going to be a regular movie. I thought it was going to be a terrible sequel.
Right. Oh, we both did.
Yeah.
Because normally whenever they thought it was a cash grab.
Yeah, I thought it was a cash grab. That's all. I thought it was just a cash grab. I was like, all right, let's go give them some cash to grab.
Let's go give them some money they want. I agree with what you're saying with Deadpool Wolverine. It's fantastic. It delivered on all the hype. When a movie meets your expectations, it's nothing like when a Marvel movie meets your expectations. Because Marvel is an event. And when that event meets or exceeds the expectations you provide or you have, that is just an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
So I completely understand what you're
saying. That's why I think Marvel's failing right now. Because they're trying to
make everything an event.
They're trying to make everything, especially more unknown characters.
Right.
They need to give these unknown characters TV shows.
Right.
That's what the TV shows should be for.
I agree.
And then they're giving TV shows to people who should have movies.
Right. They're like Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Should have been a movie.
Well, I think that was a setup.
Oh, still things.
This is a setup show.
Like, they've had setup movies, but not setup shows.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I think Marvel should just stop with the setup movies and just make setup shows.
Now they should, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Fantastic list, brother, for real. Great pick. Deadpool Wolverine's a great number one. My number one is Terrifier. I think you saw that coming. Everything you said.
We were the exact opposite on those.
Yeah, I know. Everything you said about Deadpool Wolverine is me with Terrifier. I was a huge fan of the first one. I was an even bigger fan of the second one. So the third one, I had such high expectations going into it. And not only did it like hit my expectations, but it exceeded them.
I will say I didn't like those movies at first.
Right.
But they made me laugh enough to grow on
you. They're growing on you? Yeah, that's good. That's one of my favorite horror franchises today. It's my second favorite horror movie of all time. That's
horror comedy. What's the difference?
Horror comedy. So our worst for 2024 is Joker. Our best for 2024 is Deadpool Wolverine and Terrifier 3. No surprise on either of those, really. But yeah.
Oh,
you want movie you want movie we're watching next week?
Den of Thieves 2.
Den of Thieves 1.
Oh.
And 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in for you though.
Oh. I should have wrote it down. Let's go with Sonic 1.
We can do Sonic 1 and 2 if you want.
No, not Sonic. Hold on. Yeah, we'll just do Sonic 1 and 2.
Okay, Sonic 1 and 2 and Den of Thieves 1 and 2.
Yeah, and then the week after that, we'll watch Sonic 3.
Yep.
Because I've been wanting to watch that.
Okay. So, next week, we will be covering those two movies, or those four movies, Sonic 1, 2.
I'm pretty sure Sonic 3 would have cracked my top 10 if I'd watched it.
So, like and subscribe. Catch us on YouTube, Spotify, the whole nine. And those four movies, I have not seen any of the Sonic movies, so I'm stoked to watch those. And Den of Thieves is my number 10 of all time. Ranked my number 10. I have very high expectations for the second one. We're going to try to watch that tomorrow. Have that out next week. But yeah, anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good. See you guys next week.
Later.